Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's a Thursday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now, high of 72. I keep saying it's going to be sunny, and then all of a sudden these rainstorms show
up. Yeah, a little bit.
So I'm not going to say a damn thing. High tomorrow is going to be the coldest day we've had in a long time.
A little chilly.
Yep, a high of 64. We're not touching the 80s, it looks like, for another week and a half. But do not be fooled. We are in Fool's Fall. There will be, at some point in September, 80, 90-degree days again, and it's going to suck. Normally, it's the home opener for the Bills, but that game is at night, so maybe the guys, okay. I don't know what
No sunburns.
That's going to be awesome. If you have not yet, we highly encourage you to log on to our live stream, the Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch, The Break Room, WCMF, on YouTube and Twitch, because he just keeps outdoing himself.
What's that?
I don't want to give anything away.
But here we go.
Before 7 o'clock,
I don't even know what there is to give away here. I'm a little baffled by this one.
I'll just say this: he looks like a formal surrender flag.
it's like an end of summer look.
Looks like an end of life look. Like if I had a grandpa.
Well, that's every day. No, like
it's
with
like,
me.
It's like, hey, grandpa with dementia, we're going out to do something nice. Like this is what he would come out wearing.
This is what I would wear Sunday to Red Lobster.
No, you know it's not.
After Mass.
No, it's not.
We're going to go to Mass and then we're going to have shellfish.
Nobody has worn this.
Because we can do it in our religion.
No, nobody has ever worn that in the history of clothing. Ever.
What are you talking about?
No, you know exactly what I'm talking
it's
about.
It's a very Labor Day look.
You look like an idiot. And by the way. Why is it a Labor Day look?
Because I'm wearing white.
Okay.
And you can't wear white after Labor Day.
No, nobody has observed
getting in
that.
All the white.
What, do you read Better Home and Gardens magazine? Nobody observes
you
that.
You can't find
rule.
It anywhere.
Yeah. Now. Is it weird? Maybe check it. I won't give away too much. Odyssey app, WCMF.com, YouTube and Twitch. Check out the live stream and watch a man slowly lose his mind in front of you. All right. I want to talk about something that has been sweeping the nation for the last 5 years. And it's been a thing that's been around since like the 1920s, but for some reason, every couple of years, there's like an explosion.
I feel like you're deep into this culture.
So I'm not, actually. I was when I
was a kid. Well, you're aware of it.
I am. Well, but Kimmy,
since the 20s?
Sports card collecting.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, it started off as something.
Honest
you have
wagon.
An appreciation for it.
All right.
Yeah, my old man did it when he was a kid.
Exactly.
And then he kicked himself in the ass of all the things he threw away as a kid.
But so, it's funny you bring that up. Because the reason all of those sports cards from the 40s, 50s, and 60s got so valuable is because guys like your dad threw them away.
Yeah, they didn't realize what it was worth.
Well, but here's
it's just something kids looked at.
But if everyone kept them, they wouldn't have been rare. Sure.
True.
And none of them would have been worth anything.
Yeah.
The fact that everyone like your dad threw them away is what made them valuable. So, the first big sports card boom in American history, because we are going through one right now, and I will explain everything in a second. Yes, it's huge. In fact, we just set a record, and that's why I'm bringing this up. On Instagram last night, I find this video, and if you were a teenager in the 1990s or a drunken, debaucherous human.
Or an insomniac.
Yeah, you go. Staying up late. You would watch the Home Shopping Network or Shopping at Home or whatever, and there was a guy named Don West who would come on in the middle of the night and try to sell you sports memorabilia.
Yeah.
And he'd talk like this, and I got
we got really excited.
Joe DiMaggio autographed bat. We only got 500 of these. I'd beat my mother with one to take it home. So Don West, this is the mid-90s. He's got a hell of a deal on sports cards. Mm. And he's going to sell them to you by the box. So you get the box so you can open the packs yourselves. You don't know what's in there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a big surprise.
Very exciting. Yeah, I'll let Don West take it away.
A 1990 Topps vending box. 1985 Hobbs traded. But that's not all. 1987 Topps vending box. And then, just because we can, we've got a 1987 rack box with over 1,300 cards. Are you ready for this, King? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 factory sets, 19 sets in boxes, $199.
Can't beat it.
What a deal.
Come on.
19 sets in boxes, $199. All right.
Yeah.
So adjusted for inflation in today's money, that $199 for those 19 sets in boxes is about $500.
Okay. All right.
Those cards that he just named off, and the video goes on forever. Mm-hmm. He names all 19, talks about
them. He's stacking the boxes to really give you an idea of how many you're getting.
You got it. So keep in mind, in today's money, you would have spent $500 on them. Mm. Today, everything he named in that video is worth about $50.
Oh.
Wait.
In today's money.
But how do you know? Because you don't know what's in there.
So you could still buy a bunch of these boxes.
Yeah.
Because
so the value of it today, it would be $50.
In today's money. In today's money, you would have lost $450 on that deal.
But is the draw like you may find something rare, right? Like, is that like it's almost more of a gamble? You go into it knowing it's a gamble.
So in the early 90s, they overproduced all sports cards.
And I guess, but you didn't know it at the time.
Yes, exactly. But the thing is, once they start selling you these like that, you should understand that something's up.
I knew so many grown ass people that did this.
Yeah.
That just had boxes of this stuff in their spare bedroom.
And it's happening again right now.
Okay.
And here's the reason I bring this up. This week, the record was set for the most expensive sports card ever.
Is it still the Honus Wagner?
No, it is no longer the Honus Wagner card. The new record holder for the most expensive card ever sold is a 2008 Upper Deck Dual Logo Man autograph.
Whatever that is.
It's pieces of jersey from two NBA players, and they're also autographed.
Oh, it's an NBA card.
You got it.
I did not see. Of all the sports, I would not think the NBA one would be the most valuable.
So who is it?
I was thinking old baseball.
Here's why. It is Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant.
Okay.
On the same card, a piece of their jersey. They both autographed it. That card.
Wait, so there's an actual piece of the jersey in this card?
The NBA logo from their jerseys, both of them.
Man, they really, all right.
And it's one of one. They only made one. It was like a chase card, right? That card this week.
Wait, there's only one card.
Yes, one of one. That card this week sold for $12.932 million.
Yeah, damn.
It broke the record.
Who bought it, Jordan?
No, it's a collection of businessmen.
Oh, Japanese.
No, one of them is that guy. One of that guy's that horrible bald guy from Shark Tank.
Oh, yeah.
But a collection of legitimate millionaire businessmen went in and bought this card together.
What's the point of owning it together?
So you're owning it
like a stock.
It's an investment, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, for example, he brought up the Honus Wagner card. Yeah. It's the most famous baseball card for a while of all time. Wayne Gretzky went in with a bunch of other businessmen in the 90s and bought a Honus
Wagner. He has that?
He did. I don't know if he still does. So that card this week that sold for $12.932 million broke the record. It surpassed the $12.6 million that the 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card went for.
Damn, Mick.
Okay. And there's a reason I bring all of these things up.
What is that?
You know, the boom in the early 90s, what is happening right now. It feels a lot right now like it did in the early 90s when it comes to sports card collecting. And right around 1996, everything just collapsed.
So the market fell out.
There are multiple articles, and you can look this up yourself on Google, from financial people around 92, 93, 94, advising Americans to sell their stocks and bonds, cash in their 401ks.
And buy baseball cards.
No, not to buy Ken Griffey Jr. rookie cards specifically.
Because but how did you get them?
You would go to sports.
Keep buying the
boxes,
because
back in
the
day, you would have to literally go to these collectibles conventions, right? Because there was no network.
Oh, well, no, there were sports card stores in every mall. You would go in and you would buy all of the Ken.
I always figured you're paying premium for those cards, though, right?
At a
mall.
Well, yeah, but it's going to just keep going up in value. Yeah. Stupid.
It's going to keep climbing, baby.
And by the way, if you did that, you are now poor.
Broke.
Like the poorest of poor. And don't get me wrong. If you collect this stuff for fun, you should totally do it.
But nobody does, man, because everybody wants to tell you what it's worth. Like, anytime you go to those guys' houses that have that stuff, they always put a price on it.
And I get, like, if you collect and you find something valuable, like, it's super exciting. But, like, it kind of sucks. And I don't mean to sound like purist guy.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, like, I don't want to spend $700 on a box of football cards.
That's insane.
Oh, and that's not out of the question. Like, there are boxes of cards. You can buy a pack that has one card in it that costs you, like, $5,000. And inside this pack, you know, maybe it's, like, a super rare card that's worth $20,000. Maybe it's something that's worth $150.
Or it's garbage.
Yeah.
God damn.
It's insane. Yeah. It is insane right now. And there are going to be a lot of people who are getting into this thinking they're going to make money as investors in a couple years that are going to be like, oh, what have I done?
Do you think the average person that's into this, are they into it for like the love of the baseball cards and collecting them? Or are they into it because it's a gamble? Like it's their form of gambling?
I think it's that.
You think?
Yeah. Anytime there's money involved, that's going to be the chase.
Yeah. And 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We play in this funny video. Could you give me the audio one more time? This was from the Home Shopping Network, one of those networks back in the day. A guy named Don West, who was famous for selling cards. And he's going to sell you this hell of a deal in the mid-90s. Go ahead.
A 1990 Topps vending box. 1985 Hobbs traded. That's not all. 1987 Topps vending box. And then, just because we can, we've got a 1987 rack box with over 1,300 cards. Are you ready for this, King? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 factory sets. 19 sets and boxes. $199.
What a steal.
Yeah, and if you bought that back then in today's money for around $500, all what he just named is $50.
Look at that.
It's worth $50. By the way, and that card that we just told you that sold for a record $12.93 million. Yeah. It's also the second most expensive sports collectible period ever
sold. Of anything.
The highest one was the Babe Ruth called shot jersey, which sold last year for $24.12 million.
Who bought that?
I do not know.
I still remember David Wells bought a Babe Ruth outfit, and he wore the hat in a game.
Yep.
Like with the old school, those old school hats in a game. What an idiot.
Well, I actually might make it worth more because I had two guys that are wearing it. In Yankees game. I don't know.
Because he was also as fat as the Babe.
He was a big old fat guy. Big old fat guy. So, you know, it's funny. Like
He's the only Yankee to ever get beat up at a diner at breakfast. There was no alcohol involved.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we don't know what Billy Martin was doing when he was eating his breakfast.
Yeah, but he was wasted.
The 1990s were a weird time.
Oh, yeah.
Not just for sports cards. But for
also the 90s, that's how guys sounded all the time.
Every time, everywhere you went. We're in church. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, your priest sounded like that,
But, like, everything became collectible in the 1990s. Beanie Babies.
Yeah.
Precious Moments figurines.
It was like, get your hands on it now, because it's going to be worth something. This is your ticket.
Yep. Tickle Me Elmo's Furbies. Like, what the hell happened between, like, 92 and 98? Where we decided everything at Walmart was going to skyrocket in value.
Was that due to like our parents seeing stuff from their childhood?
Could be.
Go for a lot of money that they realized they just tossed away. So like then when they started buying us stuff, they're like, well, if this is going to be worth some money, we got to hold on to this.
I mean, it's a good theory, but you can't ever create scarcity.
No. I mean, you don't know where this stuff's going to land.
Exactly. It's like diamonds, right? Like, as soon as we figure out we can make diamonds.
Yeah.
Like, oh, no, that's a problem. Uh-oh. So I guess the moral of the story.
What is that?
Right? If you collect these sports cards for fun.
Enjoy.
For fun, do it. It's good. It's a great hobby to have with your kids. You know, it helps them read. It helps them learn geography.
Look at that.
Gets them connected to their sports heroes. It's great. It's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But if you're doing it to get rich, like, down the road, it's going to go bad, man. It's going to go really bad. And maybe you make a little money now.
Okay.
Right? But hear me out. And maybe if I say it in a different voice, you're going to go broke. You buy them now. You buy high. You're going to go broke.
Wait, I can turn $500 into 50 bucks?
50 whole dollars.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you,
you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Like, I get the knee-jerk reaction here being excitement, right?
Okay.
I mean, this guy is a former Bills captain. Everybody loved him, worked right. Hard. In fact, he worked so hard, he cared about this team so much, that despite his ribs being, like, on the outside of his body, he took a bus across the country to play in an important game.
Did he take a bus or did he drive?
I thought he rented something.
Yeah, he rented
like a minivan
something.
Or something.
Well, yeah. Well, I thought he sat in there. Yeah, okay.
Maybe right. Somebody drove. I don't know.
Bottom line is he drove to Kansas City to play the football. Yeah. He couldn't fly without dying.
Couldn't
with any
breathe,
football
basically.
Game. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes. So having that guy back is exciting, but when you stand back and look at the situation,
Kimmy,
I don't get it.
Why he's here?
I get it on his part. Like, if you're signing up for this immediately, I don't get why they would reach the Bills.
Does he owe McDermott money?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. Yesterday, late in the show, the news broke that the Buffalo Bills were signing safety Jordan Poyer.
Okay.
Now, for those who don't remember, and unless you were unconscious for a year, right? He went and signed with Miami last year. The Bills were moving on from him and Micah Hyde. Played in Miami. Did not play well. In fact, cost Keon Coleman like 7 games last year.
Oh.
And then that was that. He said in an interview in the offseason that he wanted to come back to Buffalo.
Oh, he missed.
Badly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But after watching how he played last year, didn't seem there was a reason.
Yeah, it didn't really seem like they needed him.
Yeah. So, yesterday we found out that the Bills are signing him to the practice squad, so he won't be an active member of the roster, but he's still going to be here. And there is a clip that surfaced on social media last night of Poyer, it's from Hard Knocks, driving from the airport back to Buffalo, and he is just gushing about how excited he is to be back in Buffalo. And it is very heartwarming, and it's nice to see. But, Kimmy, from a football standpoint, why do the Bills do that?
Well, he's just going to be in the practice squad, right?
For now.
Yeah, for now. It kind of sounds like, I mean, people are speculating that it could be kind of like a Micah Hyde situation. Like, they brought him in late last year to be an advisor, I guess.
Mentor.
To the secondary in that group.
A guiding light, if you will.
Okay.
A shining
Poyer on a hill.
Yeah.
But I would assume he's coming here because he still wants to play.
If this is a mentor-mentoree situation where he rides the practice squad all season long and he helps second-round pick from last
year,
Cole Bishop, that's great. That's awesome.
But you think he's got the itch.
I don't know. Well, I know he wants to play.
Yeah,
he's a competitive guy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like
he's old.
Micah Hyde last year was out of football shape. There was no way he was going to be able to get back.
He'd been done for a little while.
Exactly. Poyer's not.
No, he played last season. I don't know how much gas he has left in the tank, but I would think that you don't sign at this, like, you don't sign preseason before the start of the regular season if you don't think there's a possibility you're going to play here.
Like, if it's just a mentor thing, great idea. Great
I don't
idea.
Think he's coming
but they're not
just
saying
for that,
that right?
though.
Though, I mean, they're not going to come out and say he's not going to play. If they signed him thinking that they're going to be able to use him on the field, this is the first time this offseason I am now scared.
Well, but it can't be that big of a deal. It's going to hurt them that this guy's just hanging around?
It's not
going to
hurt them. It just means they're in a bad spot already.
Yeah. I mean, you haven't even started playing, and you're that – you have that little confidence in your safeties that you're signing Jordan Poyer to potentially play legitimate snaps during NFL games. That's not good.
So this looks bad.
I don't love it.
All right, so it's bad.
I don't love it. And it sucks because I like Jordan Poyer. Like, I don't.
We haven't even started the season yet.
That's what I'm saying.
This is bad.
No, okay. I love how a second ago you were trying to tell me it's great.
I was excited until you started telling me,
Is it?
Not good.
I also wonder with the, will he be an advisor? Will he play? That kind of role. I don't know how good of a mentor you could be if you also feel like you could be competing against these people.
Unless he, it is possible that he's aware that his best days are behind him.
Maybe.
It's possible that McDermott, who seems to be a pretty straight shooter kind guy, says, look, this is the situation, and we want you out here. And in going down that line, Sean McDermott does have a history of bringing guys in that played under him to tutor. Like, we had Micah Hyde last year. He brought in Luke Kuechly, who was a linebacker that played for him with the Panthers, to mentor linebackers. He brought in Peanut Tillman.
Peanut?
Peanut Tillman was a defensive back who
perfected. That sounds like a pitcher from the 1920s. I should have his baseball card to be a millionaire.
He was on TV for a while before he took that role.
He perfected the peanut punch.
Okay.
He punched the ball out. Right. But he came in and taught those. So, if it's that, great. It's just those other guys other than Hyde, they didn't sign to the roster. So
yeah.
I don't love it.
I started to know something, watching that Hard Knocks with McDermott.
Sure.
And I should have known this. McDermott doesn't curse at all.
No, he doesn't.
Mm-hmm. Everybody on that show swears. Just the way it is,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
In the locker room, whatever, heat of the moment. He's the only one, even when he's really...
Gosh darn it.
Yes, he's super pissed off because they keep jumping off sides. He doesn't...
The level of discipline, I can't Brandon wrap
Bean
my head around. Yeah.
Drops F-bombs and S-bombs and stuff like that. They're all like regular guys. He is so, squeaky-ass, goody-two-shoes clean. It's bothering me.
I think Kimmy hit it. It's discipline. The guy works out, right? The guy is up at 4 in the morning every day.
Oh, yeah.
He's the last one out of the
building. He lives in... But they all do that. Bean's the same way, man.
Bean ain't hit the gym, bro.
Yeah, not...
No, but he's, driven.
I mean, McDermott, though, is disciplined in every aspect of his life.
His dump's got to be timed out.
Oh,
Or he starts not swearing at his dumps, because that wouldn't be right. But just getting angry at his rectum.
You're talking about his McDumps.
Yes. McDumps. I don't know.
252 WCMF. The Bills signed Jordan Poyer yesterday. Comes out later in the day that he will be a member of the practice squad. And like we were talking, if this is a mentor thing like Micah Hyde, this is great. If they think Jordan Poyer is going to play legitimate snaps, this is making me nervous. And watch it blow up in my face. He's the starter midway through the season. And he's playing all pro safety Jordan Poyer.
Well, that'd be great.
I'd welcome that.
All right. So whether or not this is a good idea, it continues to say a lot about the Bills as a franchise and the culture they have developed.
What's it saying?
In the last 12 months, Mitchell Trubisky, Micah Hyde, Trey White, Dane Jackson, Jordan Phillips, and now Jordan Poyer, all former Bills players, have all re-signed with the Bills. And every single one of them was over the moon to have the opportunity to come back and play. Further, none of those guys we just named were guaranteed anything as far as playing time, and they were all signed for very, very, very inexpensive deals.
So they bought into this system?
And they wanted to be back.
And they loved doing it?
Yes.
And I guess they want to be around Josh?
I mean, it could be Josh.
The team's had success, which also helps.
There was a video yesterday, Kimmy, of Deion Dawkins, Bills offensive lineman. He's like, look who's back, look who's back. And he puts the camera on Jordan Poyer. Yeah. And you would have thought Jordan Poyer was an 8-year-old that just got told he could go on the Jackrabbit for the first time. He's just yeah. And keep in mind, Western New York is not a paradise.
No.
Right?
No.
It's harsh.
This ain't fun in the sun and women in bikinis walking around. For example, Jordan Poyer left Miami.
Yeah.
To be excited to
number one fun town.
Right?
Yeah.
Especially for a guy with money.
Yeah.
I believe he's from South Florida.
Yes, that's his home.
What idiot would leave South Florida and come up here?
Only the most desperate people with no talent.
Yeah, you're a bum looking for work.
I heard it. It sounds like this. He was dressing like a garbage man that had a court date. a guy like that.
Yeah, sad.
Kimmy, whatever Brandon Bean, the GM, and McDermott are doing, it's something we've never seen around here before.
No, No, we have not.
Because even during the Super Bowl years, because Tommy, free agency, the way that it is now, showed up right in the middle of that.
Yeah.
Bills players had no problem leaving for more money, looking for greener pasture.
We talked about when James Cook was doing his whole Holden thing, how that was really the first time this management has had to deal with that, because it seemed like players were just kind of happy to re-sign for whatever they were willing to give them.
Yeah. It doesn't make
sense. Which is great for the owner.
Yeah, but again.
I mean, if he ain't writing big checks, he's digging it.
Every owner in the league pays the same amount because of the salary cap.
No, but like he doesn't have to, they don't have to deal with anybody.
Okay, all right.
I mean, that's pretty easy.
Do you think it's partly the culture.
You okay over there?
I got stuck in my headphones. Do you think it's partly the culture that Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott have created? It also has to do with how much a lot of those guys have been through with the team. Because think about the milestones that this team has accomplished with some of those guys on the team, especially guys like Jordan Poyer, where you got to experience a franchise going to the playoffs for the first time in 17 years, and the hype around that, and the fans that would come out to support you. Like, it was kind of like all good times while you were here for the most part. And you were always just on the cusp of getting over the hump. So do you think part of it is that success that they've had and the excitement around it that kind of kept them coming back, like those memories that they made here?
I mean, that's a great theory. But again, you had that in the early 90s, and Bills players were leaving to go to other teams after the Super Bowl. I mean, it was the same kind of thing. The Bills were terrible until 88. I mean, it's a good theory. I also wonder, and maybe this is weird to say.
What's that?
I wonder what that DeMar Hamlin situation does to galvanize a group of men.
Oh, yeah.
You go through something like that.
You shut the game down, man.
I mean, you go back and watch that video of the looks on their face.
They were devastated.
They thought he was going to die.
Yeah.
We all thought he was going to die. Mm-hmm. What is going through something like that as a group of men do for you?
I know.
You know what's funny?
What's that?
We're going to see the Patriots twice this year, and they have brand new wide receiver Stephon Diggs. I wonder what Stephon Diggs, from the outside, I mean, he obviously made a mistake leaving. He has to know that now.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, he's bounced around.
Is he looking at what's happening with everyone coming back? Hey, we're all back together. It's like that kid on the playground who's across the way and everyone's playing on the jungle gym.
I think, though, he may have been one of the guys that really wasn't happy here at the end.
Yeah, but he's got to regret it now, though.
He is one guy that wanted out. I don't know. He doesn't seem like a guy that has many regrets.
No, but he had that iconic, after that Kansas City game where he's just standing there, nobody's there.
And then they fell short again. Short.
They fell short again, Thomas.
It seemed like he was done with it after that.
Well, no, I don't know. I mean,
he really interacted with the kids.
He loved the kids. And if we talk about moments that stand out.
He was likable.
That picture, yes, that picture you have.
It's iconic.
No, I'm not saying he wasn't likable. I just think that he kind of felt like they were never going to get there.
Okay. And then
now he ain't getting nowhere.
Then they have the best season they've ever had.
Yeah. And he's stuck.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Kimmy, I think back to that night again with DeMar Hamlin. I mean, he goes to the hospital. He goes to the hospital
to
go see his family and be there for. Maybe it's – you do have a way of, as you get older, looking back and going, that was a pretty stupid move.
Sober moment.
Yeah, but he burned so many bridges.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a situation, even if he was talented enough to make this roster, where you could have Stephon Diggs back in the building.
Oh.
And he gets to come back into Orchard Park this year and see all of his old teammates hey there, Jordan Phillips and Jordan Poyer.
He also kind of, I think, especially when he was here, he wouldn't, not that he wouldn't let Josh be in charge, but there was kind of a fight for, who was the guy.
Alpha dog.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Well, I guess only time will tell, right? And hopefully time tells us that Jordan Poyer is here to tell everybody else what to do and not actually play football. All right, let's take a break.
Okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour. with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's important to investigate allegations.
Yeah.
It ensures no one is above the law.
Mm-hmm.
It gives folks accused the ability to give their side of the story and,
yeah.
And then be exonerated if it's found they didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's what our criminal justice system is based on. And then you see a story like this one.
Yeah.
Because there was an investigation done.
All right.
One that maybe, based on this story, wasn't necessary.
Did they get to the bottom of it?
Oh, they got to the bottom
of it.
All
right, but that's good.
But you probably could have done that without anything else.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the breaker. Brought you just classic rock 96.5 WCMF. Tommy.
Yeah.
A 41-year-old man east of us is facing federal charges after police say he filed for bankruptcy multiple times across 9 states falsely.
Oh. Falsely. Okay.
Yeah. So authorities say he committed what's called bankruptcy fraud and falsified bankruptcy records in Michigan, Mississippi, Iowa, Florida, Montana, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and West Virginia.
Damn, made his rounds.
He did. And Kimmy, because of this, he is looking at 20 years
damn.
In federal prison.
For faking it.
You got it. But there is a small detail in this story, which is a little bit funny.
Yep.
The man accused of these crimes claimed that a county Supreme Court judge east of us was a stockbroker involved in a Ponzi scheme. And he claimed that this man ripped him off.
Oh. That's why he went fake bankrupt?
He filed these charges against this man, okay. A lawsuit. And he says that judge's Ponzi scheme cost him $99,999,000.
Ooh, okay. Just so close.
And $99.
Yeah.
A dollar under $100 million. Right. Okay. So, again, let me say this again.
Yeah.
This man claimed that.
Yeah, so one time he was worth $100 million.
Over that. Yeah. And not only was he worth over $100 million, that a county Supreme Court judge ripped him off in
that's
a Ponzi
scheme.
So this guy, yeah, he's going to be loaded.
Yeah. I'm going to read you a quote from the story.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The FBI investigated and determined the claims were false.
A lie? Okay. So the FBI is saying lie.
Yeah, the FBI is saying that this man was not taken for $100 million. Why did you have to investigate allegations that a guy lost $100 million in a Ponzi scheme involving a county court judge?
I guess you got to, though, right?
Yeah.
Well, why, though?
It's probably easy to look into.
Okay, but here's the thing.
I mean, we do know some crazy stories about judges. Maybe even if it wasn't for the amount he said, maybe they look into it just to see, is there something going on there?
All right, but the second you see...
the number.
$100 million.
No, not $100 million. $99 million. $999,000. it seems it would be pretty obvious that someone who lost $100 million would have been living a certain lifestyle before they lost it.
Yeah, right? yeah.
And B, someone that gained $100 million.
That's the key.
Okay.
To Kimmy's point, that rich-ass judge.
They'd have some new stuff.
Yeah.
Have that new gold robe.
You got it. In the history of Ponzi schemes, every Ponzi scheme that ever happened in the world, you don't see the people guilty saving the money.
No.
In fact, it defeats the purpose of running a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, true.
Because if you save the money, you could argue it's not a Ponzi scheme because I still have all the money for which to give you back.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I guess it leads us to this question.
What is that?
And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. How wild does an accusation have to be where authorities do not investigate it?
What, is that just sounds too ridiculous?
Yeah, serious question.
I know, you know, to Kimmy's point, though, man, when you look at the news, I'm baffled by some of this stuff I never thought I'd see in my lifetime, so I don't know.
You're talking about, like, actual crimes.
Anything, but I don't know, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Okay.
I can't count it out.
Look at the crazy stuff that's gone in our business.
Yeah.
Alone, our little stupid world where I go, I've never seen this in 30 years.
Okay, but they're all crimes you've seen other people commit
before.
Well,
that show is a crime. No, but you know what I mean. Like, it would have to be aliens and spirits would have to be involved. Like, legit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. All right, look, don't get me wrong. Hey, by the way, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Like, if I were to accuse someone of the wildest possible thing.
Like, beating yourself up with a toilet seat.
Oh, okay, you're right. That did happen.
I'm just saying. Right. I mean, throughout the time we've been on this show, the stories that we've told were like, I can't believe that happened. That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Only to maybe a year or two later, then hear the next craziest thing I've ever heard.
Okay.
Like, I always thought it was really, yeah, it was hard to be a politician when I was a kid.
Okay.
And then I met one. And I'm thinking, wow, pretty easy.
Look, don't misunderstand me, by the way, too. Yeah. I'm not here talking like everyday crimes like assaults or robberies.
But just everything in general, I guess.
All right, let me ask this question. As we talk about this 41-year-old man east of us who was arrested for a bunch of fraud cases, but as part of this story, he accused a Supreme Court county judge east of us of stealing $99,999,099 in a Ponzi scheme, and the FBI said they investigated it and determined the claims were false.
All right.
Tommy, if I were to accuse you of stealing my car, to drive it to Guatemala, to sell someone for money to buy vintage Beanie Babies. You have stolen my car to drive it to Guatemala.
Now I'm in Guatemala.
And now you're going to get that money to buy vintage Beanie Babies to hold on in case they skyrocket in value. If I call the police and say that, do they have to go to your house and ask about it?
I guess so.
That's
just based on my outfit today. I mean, I could cruise around Guatemala dressed like this, but no problem today.
I'm not going to argue that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue that. But, like, that's insane.
Yes, it is.
That is an insane thing. Like, how upset would you be if middle of the day you're doing something, you get a knock at the door, and you go, well, listen, sir, you've been accused of driving to Guatemala with a stolen car to sell it and then take the cash to buy vintage Beanie Babies. We need to see where you've been, what you're doing. We need an alibi for where you were. We need to make sure the house doesn't have any Beanie Babies in it.
I mean, I guess, though, if it's just a simple check.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you can disprove it pretty quick,
okay,
right?
Okay, well, I don't know how this stuff goes. Because what if he's got a way to cover his tracks, Kimmy, for his Guatemalan Beanie Baby
connection.
Stolen car? I mean, I'm
that'd be a documentary I would watch.
Yeah.
The Guatemalan Beanie Baby stolen
connection? Yeah.
Okay, all right. So I guess then, if every investigation has to be done, is the key to getting away with crime doing the most insane, illogical, crazy thing you could think
hard
of.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, where they just come and go, did you do this? And you go, no. And they're like, well, that's good enough for us.
Yeah.
Right? Like, something so nuts, a rational person would never believe someone else could do it.
That's got to be it.
But, like, in what way could you profit from something?
Yeah, that's
like
the
that?
Thing. Like, the I don't get the guy's motivation. Like, it wasn't going to work.
Well,
I mean, I know I get swinging for the fences, but this is like the ultimate swinging for the fences. That it was not gonna happen for you.
Sure, and look, I mean, I think there's a fair question. Like, does this guy have all of his faculties?
Well, that could
him?
Be,
maybe,
you know,
maybe not. But like that aside, like I would have loved to have been on the front step of the judge when they walked up and they're like, "Listen, you've been accused of stealing $99,999,099 from this man in a Ponzi scheme."
Yeah.
How do you prove he didn't do that?
Oh.
You'd have to go into his financial records, right?
Right. But that would stick out. Like Kimmy said, you can't. You either bought stuff with it or.
It's got to be somewhere.
You invested in something. There's got to be a trail somewhere
like how
that
you didn't
amount
spend
of money.
Any of it on something lavish.
But let's walk down that road. Because just because my house looks you know, normal.
Nice.
Yeah. Doesn't mean I don't have some off-the-grid home in Mexico where I took all of this money and I put it there.
You could,
never
but that would show up. But maybe there's some stuff around the house that would tell me, wow, that's an exotic purchase.
Okay.
Like you have a miniature baby giraffe.
Wow, that's quite the handbag collection.
Okay, yeah. But again, though, that could have been gotten. Like, I'm curious if the FBI went to this judge and said, we need to go into your financials to assure.
Like the IRS would have to, like, probe.
That would be the only way to prove.
That would really piss you off. You had to use that many resources for some BS.
That's what I'm saying here.
That would suck.
Like, I guess what I want to know in this story, like, how far did they take this investigation to prove that this 41-year-old man did not have $99,999,099 stolen by this Supreme County Court judge?
If you're that judge, you think it's just the most ridiculous thing, like, you're probably making it as easy as possible for these people to check in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. But it still sucks. Yeah. You got to stop.
Yeah. And then they're going through all your private stuff.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even if you're innocent, you feel violated.
Look at you. You feel violated right now just talking about it.
Yeah, I do. I feel dirty.
Ugh. You're making me feel dirty.
Me down in Guatemala. Moving beanie babies in the black market.
No, I mean, I guess, too, like, if you wanted to mess with someone, this would be a pretty easy way to do it.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, just accuse them.
But it's going to blow back on you.
Sure, right, yes. Right. No, you're right. You're going to
be the one in trouble.
Yeah.
And that, I think that's the most interesting part of the story is it's not like this guy is going unpunished. Again, he is facing 20 years in federal prison.
That's for the bankruptcy stuff.
The bankruptcy fraud.
Yeah, the accusation didn't get him anywhere.
Yeah, but doesn't take the pain in the ass away from the judge that had to deal with it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location while supplies last.